Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Good morning, it's Mike, KB8RVP, Kilo Bravo 8, Romeo Victor Papa, here in Benton.
RVP, okay. Yeah, I'm heading into Frankenmuth, running on the back road between Vassar and Frankenmuth right now.
I start work at 7 o'clock. Currently still working from home. I go into the office and plan occasionally.
Did you see the weather report? Did you? I'm kind of hoping not to get rained on today, but looking like that could happen.
Yep, looking at the radar, looks like 8, 9 o'clock. Might start getting some rain. It's in Lansing right now, but it's going northeast. So it'll be here in a little bit, but looks like you should make it in maybe before it gets here.
It isn't all bad then. Got the lawn mowed yesterday, so it was like cutting a cabbage patch on the one spot, the low spot there. I got honeybees, so I wait till the last minute for everything. Wait for the dandelions, and now there's clover everywhere, and they're going crazy on that. So, I hate to knock down everything they're eating, especially when there's an abundance of it like that.
Yeah, it's kind of a mixed bag. Looks nice when you just have grass, but the bees sure do like it when there's clover and stuff for them. Yeah, I'm looking at the radar. It looks like there's three clumps of rain. There's some up by Alpena. There's some by Big Rapids and Cadillac. And then there's another one to the south, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Grand Rapids. It's all heading northeast.
I kind of feel it in my bones, too. Funny how that works when you get older. I'm past the halfway to 100 mark, so. Well, I tell you, the wheat's going good, but man, they've genetically altered it so much it's only knee high. It looks like it's just about done. I remember when that stuff used to get waist deep or higher, belly button deep, and then now it's only 2 foot tall. I guess the wind don't knock it down as much, but it's getting harder and harder to find straw after they cut it. I don't know if they even bother baling it anymore.
Yeah, we go out to my in-laws out in Fowlerville, and there's a farm that we pass that has bales of hay for sale usually. Yeah, it's not as prevalent around the Fenton area anymore. You used to be able to go find it real easy. KB8RVP.
Yeah, KB8RVP. Some of the corn looks pretty good, but I guess it's got a few weeks before it's got to be that high. Rain probably won't hurt anything, I guess. And bring on more clover. The park's right full of it back where she's at. So my yard's probably covered with it down in Carlisleville, too.
Yeah, I'll take the rain, especially during the week. Nice if we don't get it on the weekend. But, yeah, that 10-day stint without any rain, our grass was starting to get pretty stressed. I waited until, it was getting long enough to mow, but I waited until after it rained to mow. It's still looking pretty green. I put some weed and feed down in the spring. The neighbors got clover behind us in the open area. We got clover so the bees can go after that. All right, well, I just wanted to say hi. Had somebody ride along with you for a little bit. Getting signed in to work. I'm going to get busy here. Hope you have a great day. Nice talking to you. 73, KB8RVP.
73, this is KB8OOE.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Fell out of bed, W8YRC.
Getting up earlier and earlier than bees. You got to keep up with them. And they leave in the morning when the sun rises, and they come home about 10 the sun sets.
It's interesting. So they're out kind of like gathering and heading back when they're full, collected.
They busy as bees, I guess. I turned the pollen trap on last night and hardly caught anything, which was shocking because there's a lot of stuff open. They're pulling nectar and stuff right now, so... They're definitely loading up on that.
I'm camping out here at Covenant Hills. And, man, the stuff that comes off them oak trees, I can't believe all the... Just in the air, it gets onto the truck, and you touch the truck, and it's all just sticky.
Oh, some cottonwood you talking about? The cottonwood all over the place.
It's snowing up here in Cottonwood. It's kind of settling down now, but it's all on the ground.
Yeah, that crap's everywhere. It's horrible. Yeah, especially down to the gravel pit stretch. That whole area you're in is just one big gravel pit for 20, 30 miles.
Am I making it okay?
Yeah, you're doing fine. I'm not one to ask right now because I gotta order a new speaker. If I can get just a speaker for this little radio, I don't know. Maybe it takes the same one as the walkie-talkie's take, but I know one thing. It's scrap. It's rattling, sounds bad. I can tell what everybody's saying, but, like, it's not good. But you're making it in real well.
Using the M1KE, and I gotta remember there's a little delay, but, I'll check into the net. Oh no, there's a meeting tonight. I can't check into the net. Never mind. But I had a funny feeling I was doing okay. going through that, going through my phone, going to the internet, and back out.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, however you're doing, it's working for you, that's for sure. Oh, boy. Nobody out here, really. We went, done a little shopping at Kroger's. Took us just a couple seconds, we were in and out. I don't think there was one person in there besides us that wasn't working for or in the store.
Late at night, that's the best time to go. In between, forget it. Everybody's in there fighting for all the food. But, I like it when I go in there and walk in, be able to walk right out. Pick any cashier or shelter or whatever. Prefer a cashier, but, yeah, it's not time-consuming. A lot of times I order my groceries and then just go pick them up. Depends on the situation.
You know, when you get to the cities, best in the morning, real early in the morning if you get in, because all the addicts are still sleeping till noon. So, that's how I always shopped when I was in the city, unless it was leaving second shift. And you'd have a few of them, but wasn't like after the kids got out of school or when the addicts woke up, stuff like that.
I think it takes a second for this to kick in. I see the red light now. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I got to go back to... I'm on duty right now, 7 to 7, no, actually 7 to 10, but kind of not doing anything except when they call me, so I don't get called very often, so basically I'm camping until something's needed.
Hey, Mike, have a good afternoon. If I don't hear from you sooner, we're probably going to get a little bit of spotty rain. I was talking to a guy earlier on here and got the pretty decent rundown on the Doppler while I was driving over to Frankenmuth. So I got pulling the car parts place and get an amber turn signal bulb. I got to make sure I don't need a reverse light too. So I got the running light, tail light fixed, but I got one up front I got to replace. Sub-3, this is KPA always.
3WYRC.
KB8UIH.
Connected to CMN Network.
Station, you need something? This is Kilowatt Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo.
Did somebody...
Is that you, Chris?
Yes. Do I need more parts?
Well, it sounds like you got an issue with your radio.
Well, what?
I don't know. You got a loose antenna or a bad battery or something. I don't know what you got going on there, but you're not holding up.
All right, is this any better?
Slightly.
I'm using an indoor antenna.
no good. You're not holding up. Can't carry on a conversation that way. Give me the rest of your... KBUIH, KBSWR, GT Antenna Fix. KBSWR.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WR, NAXP. Are you over here? I'm not over. Where do you think? I'm not over anywhere. Yeah, multiple radios on. I didn't know where you would come from. Oh, okay. I wanted to let you know I missed your call the other day. I was in a meeting and couldn't pick up, but I meant to call you back and I haven't had a chance. And then I heard you earlier on the radio and I had to run over to my dad's and fix the receive site. For some reason it was not receiving, but it is now. Well, that's good. It might have been a network thing. You know, they're having some network problems. I don't know if you've been on Slack, but there was some network stuff going on. No, that was just Chris from Midland County trying to get in there, and he's got something wrong with his radio, and tried to say a couple times he wasn't making it, and he tried to fix it, and he still wasn't making it, so. But, I had stuff going on, and I couldn't deal with the irritation, so. Anyways, he was just looking for some help when I called. We're not having network issues.
Well, not now. We fixed it.
Thanks for backing me up, Scott.
Sean had network issues. The MI6 network was working fine.
I don't know what was going on with the Mayfield, because it was showing up on the network, but it wasn't receiving, so I came over and powered it off, powered back on. It's all better now. I don't know what's going on, but it seems to be working. And then while I have both of your attention, I need you that Slack message I sent both of you. I just need help filling the gaps and so I can get a response back to them.
Well, they should pay you double for doing that.
I think the biggest question is what hardware is going up, what feed line is going up. I got to fill in those gaps, and I've not purchased those things before, and I don't know what I'm looking for. So when you get a chance, we'll have a chat or something, and so I can get something legitimate back to them. But I got to get out of here, and I'll let you guys go. I got a conference call. I'm supposed to be on at 10 o'clock, and I got to get back to my place. Talk to you later. And eventually.
Sounds good. Keep it up, Sylvia. Morning, Fred.
Morning. I can't hear 2-2 from the house on the D700. I have to try the X50 when I reprogram it.
Oh, man. You can't hear from Fenton? Maybe that's why Chris couldn't get in from Midland.
Well, if Chris couldn't get in from Midland, that's because he's got a crappy radio.
Does this take a lot to put that node in the old voter page? I use that a lot.
I haven't used in touch still with the motors. I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah. Are you back in Dunn?
You mean Grand Blade? Yeah.
Pretty busy this morning, eh?
I was trying to help Sean in the middle of five other things, yeah.
Alright,
keep it up, Sylvia. Trying to eat some food, WFS. And something just fell upstairs.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. TOTDIS.
Keep it up, Sylvia.
TOTDIS. Connected to CMN Network.
Hey, the lights is up, go. NAXP, this is Kilo 8, this is up, go.
That's so much better, you sound great.
Yeah, I can hear too. Yes, real well. I'm listening on the Catholic.
You got a little bit of a hiss, but nothing like before. Before it was just almost not usable. Yeah, it sounds good now. We'll have to check out. I'll leave the burn side, receive side off for now. And if you got a minute, I would like to turn it back on and turn off Mayville or Mayfield and see if it comes back. You got a minute?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. We can try again. As soon as you hear the repeater reset, you'll see your CWID. When that happens, it'll be back online. Give me a second. I'll switch it.
NXP is Elite Zulu Alpha Golf.
Try one more time, Leanne. Now I'm back to the radio.
Okay, this is Kilo 8 Zulu Alpha Golf 2. And it's back to NHXP, KJG.
So now it says that you're making it into Burnside just fine. That's interesting. And no audio change. You didn't make any other changes on your side, right?
Okay,
thank you. All right, I'm going to turn on both again and see if we get the problem back. Give me a sec.
Hey, Scott, I wasn't listening, but did you turn the other one off?
Well, first I turned off Burnside, and he started coming in really good. Then, so I turned off Mayfield and turned back on Burnside, and he was still coming in. So now I'm going to turn both of them back on and see if the problem comes back.
Sounds like one of them's got a loose squelch.
Any that uses Kilo 8 to the off of golf.
All right, so I heard you that time. It said you were coming in on Burnside, and it was sounding just fine. So try it one more time, see what happens.
Okay, we'll do it. Give you a count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, M8XP, K8KAG.
All right, well, as expected, you're coming into Burnside stronger than the other site, so it's working right now. I don't know what changed. We'll have to monitor it and see if anything gets squirrely again.
Yeah, roger that. Over the weekend, it worked just fine Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it started acting up again on Monday.
All right, we'll see how things go. As of right now, everything seems to be working, and I'm not sure, but before I turned off one of the voters, it definitely did sound bad, and no changes to your antenna or power or anything.
Nope, not at all. I'm running down the power is at 88% on a 50-watt radio.
Okay, sounds good. We'll see how it goes, and everything's back turned on to normal. We'll see how things progress. Have a good afternoon. We've got to get back to work. N8XD, see you at the meeting if you're going to be there.
Okay, we'll be there, Scott. Yeah, thanks a lot for taking the time. I appreciate it. Blew my ear out for a while. So N8XD, the KZAG clip.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8RE Mobile.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Big Beauty Fishing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No reply needed. Good check. WAPOD. WAPOD on the Midland. CMN repeater. Just doing a check. I'm doing it for myself. No reply needed. Thank you very much. WAPOD.
Connected to CMN Network.
W2MSU on net.
Kilo 8, Echo Papa.
Whiskey 2, Papa Oscar, Papa, monitoring. Whiskey 2, Papa Oscar, Papa, monitoring.
Delta Echo Victor, monitoring.
This is Whiskey 2, Papa Oscar, Papa, monitoring. If anybody hears anything, please forward it to me. I'm stuck in a store, no handheld.
It's on that way.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Whiskey 2, Papa Oscar, Papa, monitoring. UHC. Whiskey 8, Charlie, Mike, Charlie. Whiskey 2, Papa Oscar, Papa. Whiskey 8, Charlie, Mike.
Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Charlie, Hayden Mike, Zulu Tango.
Mike Zulu Tango, this is Whiskey 2, Michigan State University.
Whiskey 2 station, you're a little broken, but I can make out a little bit. This is Kilo Charlie, Hayden Mike, Zulu Tango. I'm 69 westbound. Just crossed the Genesee border. Go ahead.
Copy, you're westbound on 69. I can read you, but not really well. Just monitoring a tornado warning that is passing to the northeast of us.
Yeah, I copy the tornado warning. We're, like I said, mobile. I'm just curious if anybody's got access to a radar if you could maybe let me know if I need to pull off the highway or if I'm in the clear for westbound.
Copy that. Westbound, you are clear.
I copy westbound clear. Thank you very much. Looks like I've got some pretty nasty clouds to my south here. Just past Elba Road on 69. Looks like some pretty wispy clouds, pretty low. But I copy all clear. Thank you very much.
Take care, sir. Whiskey 2, Mike Sierra Uniform.
Whiskey 2, Mike Sierra Uniform, 7th Street. Kilo Charlie, Mike Zulu Tango, monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8OOE Mobile. KB8OOE.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Give me this, Sevier.
KAGDG.
WNSSM.
Because that's how we roll. Yeah, keep it up, Sevier.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KAGTG.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, Jeff.
Just on the handhelds here, just left Eatonville. Hopefully I'm making it.
Yeah, you're making it. Just a tiny little bit of static, but very copyable.
Yeah, well, I see it's dropping. I wonder if that's true.
Makes sense.
This one's probably better. Oh, I'm not making Shepherd, though.
Yeah, that came in full quieting.
Yeah, I'm not sold on the Eatonville.
KAGTJ monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Yo, yo, diggity.
I got you on Coleman, full scale.
Huh, full scale, huh? Wonder what's wrong with it.
I don't know. You're 3/4, but 200 to 210 on the main.
Handheld by the water tower.
Okay, it's working.
Curious of your question.
Delete it, listen.
WNFSM,
KADON. Oh, is this long? This sounds like some long form DX here. Hello, radio?
Well, it's a long way from my house.
All right.
I'm going to lock the door. You think I should wait for Jeff to come out?
Oh, no, because I got him on video. That'd be awesome. Just lock it right now. He'll be stuck in that metal tube.
Wait, he's got his truck keys, I think.
I will pay for the Uber. You guys have Uber in your county, right?
I'm not sure if we have Uber. I think we have Dial-A-Ride.
Oh, sorry, I see that. Sorry. Look at that.
Okay, we're going to lock up then.
Yep, go ahead, lock up. I'm looking at you guys right now. I'm number one. I'm number one.
That's the secret sign.
Okay, what do we want to do next?
Maybe that's a very low power. Huh. Not bringing Shepard up. How about now? Wonder if Shepard's got an issue.
I don't know.
Keep it up, Sevier Coleman. I would think 110 watts, I'd be bringing up Shepard from here.
Hey, let me tone it into it. Hold on. All right, go ahead and dead key for me.
Give me this up here.
Boot. Oh, I'm going to reboot it, but yeah, it's just not seeing any signal or TL logic on the input, so let me tell it to reboot just for grins and giggles. Alright, try it again.
I'm going to jump out and get gas here, but yeah, I don't see anything on the voter, huh?
I'm not seeing it. Any signal coming into the receiver at all locally. So I'm not sure if something happened or what. I don't even know what antenna we're on over there.
Okay, back in the truck. Still not seeing a signal, huh?
Nope. GPS is good. RTCM seems fine, but yeah, it's not seeing any RF or anything on the input there to the RTCM.
Go,
across the overpass here and talk while I go across the overpass to get some height, but man, I would think 110 watts I should be able to get into it right on top of the overpass here now. Can you meet us, WR?
Well, considering you're full scale into all three receivers right now, all three other receivers, yeah, I would think so. So I'm wondering if there's something RF-wise or something with the receiver itself there.
Do you see anything on the scale when you go into the, you know, how we could go in and see when you were tuning it to see if there's any activity there?
Zero activity, zero logic. So the receiver's not even seeing your PL logic.
But the RTCM's up, so that means the MTR's got to have power.
Correct. RTM, or yeah, MTR probably has power, but if it goes into a station fail or anything like that, it'll still provide 12 volts out. But if there's an RF or a station issue, then no, it won't.
Man, that means another trip over there.
Oh, no. There's just not so much coverage in the county already.
Was there any confirmed tornadoes in Freeland?
Won't be confirmed anything until the NWS does a survey, so no.
Rephrase that question. Was there any tornadoes in the county?
Yeah, it could have been. We'll see what happens when the survey goes.
Okay. Max, I got a question to ask you. He wants to know, was there any alleged tornadoes anywhere in the county?
What county specifically would you like to know about?
Saginaw.
Poly Market says yes, possibly. Looking at the Poly Market here.
Where might have they allegedly been?
Freeland, of course.
Coleman pitch is pretty ugly, but I definitely need some help in spinning it up. I just don't have time to do it today.
Hey, it's on the air. That's all that matters. It's putting RF into places and IP packets into places, so there you go. He's still, I mean, a single repeater site that we put up was better than what they had.
You're cocked out already?
Clocked out at 4:30. A minute later, I got a phone call, clocked back in, and I clocked back out. So, yes, I am clocked out now. I have 12 and a half hours left for the week to do, and it's only, what, Tuesday night? So I'm saving my hours because I got to go to Lapeer Thursday for meetings, and then I'm pretty sure I'll get a call tomorrow and a call Friday and a call Thursday and all that, so I clocked out.
Max wants to know when he's going to get his WinLink nodes.
I'll give Max's WinLink node right here, big boy.
Well, full scale on three of the four receivers anyways. Guess I don't need to run 110 watts.
I keyed with you. What power level are you at right now?
I was at 110. Now I'm at 30.
A little chop, but I think it's squelch. I think the squelch is too tight, is what it is actually.
On the RT, one of the RTCMs or what?
Yeah, but the thing was, when your signal dropped, it dropped from all of them. But I haven't. I need to go through and do the alignment on the ping times and all that. I still haven't done any of that yet.
What was that?
I don't know, somebody on Guilford with a signal that was so deviated overly that they clipped everything. All right, I'm going to go get a glass of water. WFSM.
Okay, Max bought me a drink. Thanks, Max. And stuff. Give me that WR.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
28 DOD testing 126.
Back off your audio, you're clipping.
Thank you very much. How about now? Any better?
There you go.
Thank you very much. I was on top of the mic. Appreciate it. W8DOD clear.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W8DOD testing.